Sarah Gonzalez is with us for Off the Rails Thursday. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the show. Thanks for sitting in. You know what I'm doing? I'm kind of lobbying and politicking for you just to be a permanent part of this deal.
Are you?
Well, yeah. They just need to pay you more.
Yeah.
And they need to pay me more for putting up with you.
These are both fair statements.
Which is actually a pleasure in my life to be able to put up with you.
I'm in favor of both of these happening.
Anthony Russo was our guest yesterday. He is the host of the Blunt Force Discussion podcast, which you need to check out. He said, he said, you and Sarah kind of throw sideways glances at one another. And I said, well, her husband's literally in the other room right there. So, no, trust me, we don't. We are genuinely good friends.
Yeah.
I love it when you are on this show. It's been a rough few days for you as well, mm-hmm. for all of us. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of carrying
both
each other.
Yes, we are. We are. That's what best friends do,
well,
baby.
Well, the last 2 weeks, I haven't been invited to be on The News and Why
that
It Matters.
I had no idea
that was not happening.
I had no idea.
It's not your fault. It's your producer's fault. Someone said the other day on Twitter, because I made the reference that my Watch Chad Prather page on Facebook is most times the posts that are on there, I might put one thing on there a day, but most of that is Chris or mm-hmm. some admin here at The Blaze. And somebody made the comment, they said, they under one of my tweets on Twitter, they said, well, since Chris Cruz manages this Twitter account, I said, the F he does. I was like, can you imagine what would be happening? It would probably be an incredible Twitter feed if Chris was running it.
That's funny. You definitely would have been fired by now.
I think so. What do you think, Chris? You think so?
I say, let's do an experiment.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, here we go.
No.
Let's do 48 hours of me tweeting as you.
No.
See what happens.
You know, I'm okay with that. But let's don't tell them which 48 hours.
Okay.
Done.
You know what I'm saying?
Like
we're not going to start tomorrow with that, but we'll see.
Let's see how
that works. I'm okay with that. And I'll occasionally pop in and I might tweet something myself too.
Okay.
I'm down with that. Let's see what happens.
Okay. Oh boy.
Let's see what happens. I love tacos. I love tacos.
Thank you.
I want a taco on my Twitter.
Thank you. There you go.
I want a taco on my Twitter. Did you see our new shirt that we've got? You see it right there on the screen.
I love it.
ChadOnBlaze.com.
They better
go shopping. I'm not a taco. We've been selling a lot. I didn't know if they would sell, honestly, Chris.
They better send me one to wear.
Yeah,
to promote.
I like the colors. I like the pastels.
I do too.
Of that, it's very summery.
You know why they did that? It looks good on brown skin.
Is that the deal? Is that the deal? Yeah.
By the way.
If you can't tan it, tone it. If you can't tone it, tan it. What?
Mass shout out to Alexander, because that was, you know, I sent him the idea and he knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, it was on the site really quick.
I love taking the credit for that. Whenever people go, wow, that was fast. I was like, it's what we do. It's what we do. No, I thought about putting it out in my own merchandise store at watchchad.com or Prather Tees. I thought about that. And then I was like, I just don't know if people will buy it. Right,
so but we'll do it on Blaze.
Apparently,
instead.
They're. Well, it wasn't my idea. Oh. It was totally Chris and Alexander. So anyway.
Yeah.
I just love the T-shirt business. It's so go buy some T-shirts. I can't talk about my T-shirts on this show. But anyway, you can use promo code CHAD10, 10% off. ChadOnBlaze.com. And while you're over there, just subscribe BlazeTV.com. Use promo code CHAD to save there as well. Because we're gonna get into this. I don't want to get into this, but Tuesday night, I was really pissed off
mm-hmm.
when I saw the footage that was released of the police officers in Robb Elementary School in Uvalde.
Yeah.
I was viscerally pissed off mm-hmm. because here's a group of society that I have defended. And I can't defend this. In fact, I'm speaking out against this. These law enforcement officers, whatever you want to call them, I don't even want to call them Leos. I don't want to call them law enforcement officers. They're a disgrace to the badge.
Cowards.
They're a disgrace to the job. They're a disgrace to the legacy of law enforcement. Again, you know, I know there's bad cops out there. There's something going on here. And we're going to try to break this down in overtime. I'm not supposed to have this report. I'm not supposed to have this report. Someone sent it to me. I can't tell you who. But this is the advanced law enforcement rapid response training. This is their alert. training. This is their follow-up, their assessment. I gave it to you as well. Mm-hmm. You read it.
Yeah.
You were infuriated. What was your response when you read through this? Because we're going to deal with this in overtime.
Honestly, Chad, it's for one of the first, you know, the only times in my life that I have just been rendered completely speechless. Just, yeah. It's incomprehensible to read mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake. You begin to wonder, how is it possible that these people who have trained for this very moment can make this many mistakes?
Yeah.
It just seems utterly incomprehensible.
They're on their cell phones.
Yes.
They're sanitizing their hands. You know, what are you worried about getting COVID right now? I mean, what the F is going on here? But I want to go through this. And I know there are people who will say, why don't you just do it now instead of doing it behind the paywall? Because I want you to invest in this information. I want you to, because if I just put this out in general public and populace, there's going to be a lot of people who misinterpret it. Mm-hmm. There's going to be people who get a hold of it. I want this to be a family conversation, mm-hmm. is what I'm trying to say. You know me. You know that I'm not out there trying to slay the law enforcement community. I love the law enforcement community. I support them. I mean, my God, we support the law enforcement community. The things we have done over the years. You know, you want to Google something, Google Chad Prather and law enforcement and, you know, Chad Prather cops. You'll see videos that I put out there. You know, I've had cops come to me over the years because I talked about what it's like a day in the life of a police officer.
I can't, every time I travel with you and we're going to an event where there is law enforcement, there are cops around, they always recognize you and tell you thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, they always recognize you because that's how close you've been to their community.
And I don't think that what happened there in Uvalde is representative of the law enforcement community, because a lot of people, when I call this out on social media, people say, oh, it's funny, you conservatives, you right-wingers, you guys want to, all this stuff we've been telling you about cops all these years, now you're echoing it. And I was like, no, mm-mm. No, we're not, because mm-mm. You guys lump everybody under the same evil umbrella, and I don't condone that, and I certainly don't adhere to it. What I saw here in these videos, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
This is bad. We're going to talk about it. It's a sad deal. You think that the you want the people who have authority in society to be the best of society, but this is what I've said for a couple of years now. When you defund the police, you decry the police, you run them down as a profession, the good people that should be wearing the badge will stop wearing the badge. Yeah. And you're going to have people who are going to join the ranks who shouldn't have that authority. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying that's the case here, because I think it's far more nefarious. Whatever the hell is happening in this footage that I'm seeing, far more nefarious. Something is up with this. And we're going to break this thing down from the actual police assessment report this here. So, yeah. Anyway, whoo, I want to get fired up. We're already emotional anyway.
Yeah,
life.
Yeah. I know. It's not gonna take too much to push me over the edge.
No. And you don't think that like these kind of things could be orchestrated by the government? You know, there's a clip here, and I want to play it. Pull up that deal of John Bolton and what he said about himself about orchestrating coups. Okay. Play that when you get it, real quick.
Brilliant to attempt a coup.
I disagree with that. As somebody who has helped plan coup d'etat,
yeah.
Not here, but, you know, other places,
okay.
It takes a lot of work.
As somebody who has planned overthrow of the state,
mm-hmm.
Not here, but otherwise, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to overthrow governments globally. Isn't that kind of threatening?
I mean,
basically, I haven't done it here yet.
Yeah. Also, if what he's saying is true, that's probably skirting the line of like releasing classified information,
wow.
Perhaps, you know?
Want to give us a list of the nations you've overthrown, John?
Yeah. Which would have been my next question if I was Jake Tapper and actually cared.
Are you at a place in life where you look at people and you go, you know, this person, I was told at some point in time to respect them. And I listened to them and I thought I did respect them years and years and years ago. And now it's like, no, they're really scummy human beings.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like,
100%.
We used to think that we had our people.
Mm-hmm.
And now we realize, you know, I had a guy the other day from another country. And he said, do you like the Bushes? And I go, no.
I know exactly who you're talking
about. Yeah. And I'm like, and he's like, oh, we love the Bushes. In my country, we love the Bushes. I said, well, don't love them so much here. You know, he might have done you a solid over there in your Eastern Bloc country, but here we've decided we don't like them.
Right.
You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm actually just glad to know. I've been around W, and he's one of them folksy good old boys.
I thought you were talking about a different Bush at first, so now I'm clear. I was like, wow, that is quite a conversation to be had. Bushes.
No, the Bushes.
Okay. The Bush dynasty.
I love Bush beer. I love Bush beer. That is good stuff.
Yeah, but, not a big fan of the Bushes.
The Bushes, yeah. The dynasty.
Right, right.
This will be the side note, you know, with George P. losing to Ken Paxton, mm-hmm. Attorney General, thank in the God. Primary race. This is the first time in 45 years, I think, 41, 42 years that a Bush is
There's
not in office.
No Bush in office.
There's no Bush. Yeah.
That's great. Finally.
So,
hope they get gone for good.
He has, he's orchestrated some coups, John Bolton. Great. The can we play?
No,
let's go back to
great.
Hunter. This is the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh gosh.
Now I asked Anthony yesterday, I'm asking you, why is there not an investigation? Like why is there not a federal investigation on this guy who's literally breaking the law and filming himself doing it?
For the same reason that Hillary Clinton is not behind bars right now, because if you are the right family and know the right people, then you will not be held accountable.
And again, that's not an exaggeration. What she did with the emails and getting rid of classified information and government information. Yeah. I mean, you remember the dude on the nuclear sub? They put him in prison for, you know, whatever, getting rid of a document or whatever that charge was. Anybody in the military that did what she did, they put him under the jail.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. In that, Hunter had a conversation with a hooker. I mean, he did that a lot of times, apparently,
and filmed it every single time.
I mean,
somehow.
This dude must have been wearing GoPros. He wasn't wearing anything but GoPros.
I want to know how his phone was like not just constantly dead from filming on it the entire day.
I would love to see this setup. As a guy who has spent the last 10 years on a camera, I would love to know his hookup setup. You know, normally when I do truck videos, I got my little GoPro arm that I put my camera on and I hook it to the dashboard. I'm sorry, the steering wheel.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see what he's doing. Like he's like, there's some serious pre-production that goes into this guy's sex life.
There is
skinny dipping life and
sometimes
drug
there's
life.
Not. Then sometimes there's, because then sometimes you're like, I don't think he gave any thought to this angle and what it was going to show. Just zoom in on his junk
right there.
Yeah.
I mean, I've filmed some things in my life, but I have. I mean, let's go ahead.
Doesn't everyone?
Let's go ahead and do the blockbuster. But what I discovered a long time ago is that when you film yourself doing certain things, when you watch it back, it does not look like what you had anticipated it was going to look like.
Right.
It is a steady, fast motion for your finger to hit the delete button.
Yep.
And get rid of that for all eternity.
Yeah.
He didn't care.
No.
He kept every sordid angle that you could with his balls flopping everywhere. And just
presumably watched it back over again. Otherwise, why would you film it?
I mean.
Has issues.
Can you play the little argument or what he asked the hooker? Here we go.
Sweetheart. Hey. Are you okay? Everything fine? Are you hurt in any way? Any way, are you hurt? Hey, is anything hurt on you? Anything? I was literally saying, I'm sorry that it took so long to give you $10,000. Do you have any bruise, anything? Have I ever touched you in a bad way? Ever? Have I asked you every time if I could touch you? Every time. Sweetheart, look at me. You cannot talk to me that way and say things like that. Because I'm more respectful than anyone you've ever met. Are you okay? What? Here. I thought you said you wanted water. It's the only water I have.
Wow. I'm gonna talk about that when we come back, because I've got a theory.
Okay.
I've got a theory.
I can't wait hear.
Minutemen Coffee. She wanted water. I want coffee. Minutemen Coffee, unapologetic in its stance and its love for this country. I went to the door the other day, and they had dropped off a package, and I was like, I don't know. I wasn't expecting a package. I opened it up. Bam, Minutemen Coffee. Three new bags. And you open up that FedEx box. It was like, oh, it just fills up the entire kitchen.
Yes.
It was incredible. And then you reach down in there, and guess what they put in it? It's a copy of the Constitution. Every package you get from them, they stick a copy of the Constitution in there. These are good folks, man. They are patriots, and they want to continue the legacy of the next generation of patriots by just sharing the Constitution. Anyway, they didn't raise their prices. Everything out there has, from gas to food, everything. They've kept their prices the same, and so you can still get that full pound of that single origin blended coffee the same as you always have. They're being faithful to it. Minutemen Coffee, they've partnered with Share Life Vacation. So if you sign up for their coffee club and you go, you get the $95 with free shipping, you're going to get two full pounds of amazing coffee delivered to your door for 3 months. And they're going to send you a $100 hotel voucher. It's good for 700,000 locations worldwide. No strings attached. $95 is going to get you to the 3 months of coffee. $100 towards a hotel. Can't beat it. You need to go to MinutemenCoffee.com. If you don't like that deal, just use CHAD. I spell it Chad, and get 15% off your first order, or sign up for that 3 month coffee subscription and get $100 towards your next hotel stay. MinutemenCoffee.com. We'll be right back. Hey, while I'm thinking about it, the week of the 25th, so not next week, but the week after, we will not have any new episodes that week. Mm. I'm going on vacation.
Wow.
Believe it or not, I am going on a vacation.
Like a vacation vacation.
Like a vacation. Okay. Like normally when I go do stuff, like I've gone to Mexico or someplace.
Yeah, it's work.
Exotic. I'm still working.
Yeah. Yeah, it's work.
Not this time.
Wow. You deserve that. I'm happy for you.
I think I do.
In fact, I think I should just come along.
Come on. Come on. Get a note from Steven and come on. Yeah.
My permission
Listen,
slip.
Dude, she's Mexican. Slip. I don't know if she can get into Mexico. True. But I am. I'm going to go. I'm going down. I'm going to hang with the cartels.
No.
Well, I'm going to go down to Cabo. And I'm going to spend a week down there. Five days. About all I can handle.
Yeah.
About all I can handle. Monday to Friday.
Do you go to the actual beach, or do you just hang out by the pool? Like, do you do the sand
pool,
thing?
I will, but okay. You know, on the Gulf side over there, or on the whatever, that's rough beach.
Yeah,
like it's not sandy. It's not.
Right.
You get over on the the bay, the whatever, the Sea of Cortez, mm-hmm. and then Pacific side. You can like that. That ocean will kill you down in there on the right. on the eastern side of Cabo. That gets dangerous. You get out there down on the tip and the point, and I'm geographically ignorant, but
the tip.
I'm usually drinking when I'm down there, so don't make me point directions.
Okay.
But people have disappeared in that surf. That's legit.
Yeah. Oh, I just didn't know if you did the sand. Because I can take a couple days of sand and I'm like,
I'm not a huge fan of a lot of different beaches because the sand's different and it gets in places.
Yeah.
I'm good to chill at the pool. That's close to the bar.
That's
and
how I
just
want to
relax.
Yeah.
So I'm going on vacation. All right. So, Hunter, here's my theory on that. You ever got into a, an altercation, with somebody, you're whatever, you're there and maybe things get a little rough, and I got a feeling things got a little rough here.
That's what it sounds like.
There was an altercation somewhere. I don't know if, I'm not saying it was rough sex. I'm just saying somewhere in there was an altercation. She obviously accused him. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's why he's always got the damn camera going, because he's trying to protect from accusations from these people who are going to say, oh, maybe he's got a weird. Here he is. Look at little montage here
of
him slinging it around, lighting up his crack pipe. Maybe he's got a little rough kink. I'm thinking there's a little rough kink.
All right, but he just paid her $10,000. Like, get a little rough with him.
Yeah, like.
That's a lot of money. These are hard times, man.
Boxes, jaws, whatever turns him on. But you know, like when there was, they tried to blackmail Dave Portnoy.
Yes.
With sex tapes.
Yeah.
And it came out.
That's great.
And he was a little rough. I mean, it was like, all right.
You watched it?
Yeah, I watched it.
I didn't watch it.
It was a little strong. It was a little strong.
But was there consent?
I've done worse.
Was there consent?
I'll just say.
There's that angle.
He wasn't beating her up or anything. He just she seemed to be liking it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If she liked it.
But I got a feeling here. My theory is, homie has a kink, and I think he likes for it to get a little wild. He likes, you know, he probably puts electrodes on his nipples. Look, she just put her foot on his chest.
Yeah, he did get a foot job, too.
What's going on right now? Whoa!
Wow. He is so gross.
Okay, yeah. It's like...
It's still going.
It's still happening. This is still happening.
It's still going.
Whew, I'm getting dizzy.
That's how many videos there are.
Oh, you could just keep on going. It's like 2 minutes of this montage of this whole thing. And if that's the, you know, smartest guy Joe knows.
So you say this, but a reasonable person would say, okay, so what I want is to be filming the things that I need to be able to prove I didn't do it, right? But also not filming the things that I don't want people to see, like all of my illegal
crack.
Drugs.
like measuring out crack.
Seems like you'd wanna...
just feel like that's what's going on here, is he needed to document these experiences, not so he could come back and be like, oh yeah, I want to watch this later to get all turned on. But, because look, I don't know, listen, this dude's having so much sex with hookers, I don't know when you got time to watch it back and get off on
that. True.
So, like, dude, you're getting the real thing.
That's true.
Why do you need to pull up the hard drive?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, maybe that is.
You know,
but for the record,
Pedo Peter sending him tens of thousands of dollars for hookers.
Yes.
So, you know.
But for the record, going up to someone afterwards and telling them, I didn't hurt you.
Yeah, I didn't hurt you. Is there a bruise on you? Are you okay?
It's not really the same.
Did I do something to hurt you? Here, let me. He's trying to smooth it over.
Yeah. He's the most respectful person that she knows.
You said you wanted water, you know,
and
an ice pack.
I don't know if this is not politically correct.
It's probably not.
So, how much, like, no awareness of like your value of your life when you are apologizing to a hooker?
Like, that's think a about great that. Point.
Like, so Charlie Sheen famously said, "I don't pay hookers for sex. I pay them so they'll leave in the morning."
That's funny.
Like, Charlie Sheen could get sex, but he's like, I'm not paying for sex. I'm paying for them to leave. Right. So again, it's a disrespectful, manipulative industry that puts a woman at risk and for abuse and all these horrible things. But I get your point, Chris. You're like, it's a hooker.
If I'm paying you $10,000, I don't need to say sorry.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
I don't care about your feelings.
I'm just thinking of these stories that I want to tell. I know of.
Probably don't.
I know of men who have gotten their asses beat. Mm-hmm. By pimps.
Oh.
Well, not the pimp, but the people they send. The handlers, or whatever you want to call them, the heavies. I know of some, like, I could call names of some well-known people who were having a weekend in Vegas and got their asses beat because they either rejected the woman and I don't want that, or didn't want to pay. You know what I'm saying?
You need to tell me during break.
Yeah, no. But, you know, and then suddenly you see them and they got a black eye.
Wow.
So I'm just saying it goes both ways in that regard. This is, you're having a business transaction.
Right.
A very disgusting business transaction.
But it is, yeah.
We'll negotiate these terms. What are you willing to do? Mm-hmm. This is what I'm willing to pay you. Mm-hmm. And we both have an expectation going into this thing. So I'm just basically digging a hole for myself by even saying all these things, but I'm trying to smooth over as well what Chris said, because he's not wrong.
No, he's not wrong.
That. I mean, he's you know, have I hurt you in any way or something on you? Sweetheart. He's brought it down an octave. He's trying to be calm here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, somewhere deep in the crack euphoria, he slapped a girl. I mean, he did something she didn't like. But
clearly.
Which leads me to think, again, we're being facetious here, but with a point we are.
Yeah.
But in our tongue-in-cheekness, I think that's why he was filming all the things.
Yes.
I truly think that's why.
Yes.
because I think there was some wild stuff going on, and he wanted to cover his ass. At least, you know, like.
I thought he wanted something in his ass.
I bet you there's been some things like little army men.
He did not want to cover it.
Matchbox cars.
He wanted. Chad, he did the opposite of cover his ass. His ass was always out.
Always. I mean, it's still out. There was a 2 minute. Put the lower third back up there again. Put that back up there for Sarah. Put Hunter Biden sex life expert.
I hate you. I hate you. Whatever.
I'm talking about Hunter Biden's sex life way too damn much at this point.
But can I ask really quickly?
Yeah.
What do you think? Like, what is he doing right now as everyone on the internet watches all of these videos of him?
Like, what? Tweeting.
Chad, it's an important question to ask, because think about it. Over 4th of July week.
Yeah.
Weekend, the event. Who was right up front of the litter?
Hunter Biden.
Hunter Biden.
Same
then,
as Easter.
During the fireworks, who was in the balcony? The iconic balcony shot was Hunter Biden. Mm-hmm. This is stuff that we're not supposed to be seeing because he's recording tweets. Like, what is he doing right now?
What is he doing right now? Is he in hiding?
Why is President Biden, nobody saying like, yo, we literally know the entire physique of your son, his penis size, everything.
That's a cool, Peter Ducey needs to ask about that.
we went from penis size to Peter Ducey.
Peter Ducey.
Yeah.
I just would love to know. Like, is he just on some days long crack binge because he's just so pissed that he's hiding?
You know, I don't know. I tend to think probably surely not. I would think surely not. They've got him low key, lock and key.
Secret Service is
down low as much as they can in the basement, padded cell. you know, he's probably smoking
he's
six
married.
Packs a day.
He's got a kid with his new wife. And that's in addition to
the one they don't talk about.
The one they don't talk about, the illegitimate one.
The stripper baby.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to take an extra 30 seconds here. And I just want to give credit where it's due. I want to talk for a second and change. Let's get off this topic. my dude, Eric July. Killing the game.
Yeah.
The Ripaverse. Ripaverse Comics. And, of course, he's a Blaze TV contributor. You'd know him. He's putting woke Marvel and DC to shame with the jaw-dropping sales. They've raised like $1 million.
Over a million now.
Crowdfunded $1 million. You know, the initial pre-order campaign target of $100,000 in sales. Total sales revenue for July. First comic series already approached $1 million in just one day. That's what I'm talking about right there. $1.3 million, Eric July. And let me tell you something. When he was telling me about writing a comic book, I was like, okay. And then I started seeing the size and the scale of the operation and the pure excellence with which he was doing his business. The way you do it when you're passionate about your values and convictions. Eric July, God bless you, my brother. I am proud to call you my friend. I'm thankful for the success. And I'm just excited to see what's going to come out. I hope he takes over the world of comics. Yeah. And I think he's on his way.
Well, I mean, I'm just glad that he's, you can obviously relate to this. He's joining us as an entrepreneur trying to help create this parallel economy and give conservatives or just people who aren't completely woke and haven't gone insane a place to put their money.
Insane. Insane. So, congratulations, Eric. God bless you. And keep doing what you're doing, man.
I'm
freaking
work.
Proud of it. All right, we're heading into some bad days, folks. I want you prepared. We're dealing with huge problems, but the problems are getting huger, and they're just all converging at the same time. Inflation, gas prices, food shortages, conflict abroad. We do have a perfect storm going on, so if you don't want to be a victim, go to preparewithchad.com. I'm going to get you a special deal where you can save $150 on a 3-month emergency food kit from my friends at My Patriot Supply. It's a food kit that contains a wide variety of delicious meals. It's good food. It's not bunker food. They're going to last 3 solid months per person. Plus, they're going to provide you with more than 2,000 calories a day, which is what you need. It's what you need, folks. My Patriot Supply those kits are something every family needs, and you're going to wish you had it if you didn't when the time comes. Go to preparewithchad.com. I'm going to get you $150 savings per kit. It's going to ship fast, free. Unmarked boxes are going to show up at your door. Preparewithchad.com. We'll be right back. All right, folks, it is that time in the show, that time where I attempt to wax eloquent. Folks, I want to start out by telling you a little bit about an obscure figure from history that you may or may not have heard about. He was a decorated hero of the First World War, not just a veteran who fought in the trenches on the Western Front, but someone who risked his life to try to save fellow wounded soldiers. He was, at various points in his life, both an artist and a patron of the arts. He painted beautiful landscapes and serene cityscapes that are still looked at today. He was a political philosopher who wrote extensively on the subject and attracted the admiration of millions for offering economic solutions in the midst of the worldwide Great Depression. And indeed, he helped to get his own country's economy restarted after it had slumped seemingly beyond repair into hyperinflation. Sounds like a great dude, right? Unfortunately, he also was named Adolf Hitler. And he did some other stuff that has colored his otherwise rosy reputation down through the decades ever since. So we have fixed firmly in our mind the illustration. Let's get down to the actual person I want to talk to you about today, in case you either weren't paying attention in history class or on the off chance that you went to an American public school. Monticello is the home that Thomas Jefferson not only had built, but which he designed himself. And apparently those who curate that home as a museum today have now decided that the time has come to go woke in their retelling of the Jefferson story. Now, as you'll often hear people on the right say, Jefferson was a complicated man. He was a brilliant thinker. He was a great writer, as is most prominently evidenced in the Declaration of Independence, which we're all familiar with today as being a somewhat important document to the founding of our country and the establishment of the free society we all enjoy, whether we all like to admit it or not. And yes, Jefferson was complicated, though maybe not as complicated as we like to think. The left, and indeed it seems specifically the people running the Monticello Museum, would like you to view Thomas Jefferson precisely the way I just viewed Hitler. The idea is that none of the good Hitler did in his life mattered because he was a mass murdering lunatic. And yes, in the case of Hitler, that's the right way to go. But the comparison, it's all off when you go to Monticello. Now, you're apparently greeted to a ticket booth and a gift shop featuring critical race theory books by Ibram X. Kendi and Ta-Nehisi Coates. You know who I'm talking about. You're going to get lectures along the way about how Jefferson purchased land that was previously owned by Native Americans, how he had a long-term affair with Sally Hemings, one of his slaves, and supposedly had 6 children by her. What you're increasingly not going to hear is how much of an impact this man had on the foundation of our country. So what makes the Hitler-type argument not apply to Jefferson? Well, it's nuance, that's what. Jefferson owned slaves, slaves he inherited, and slaves which he likely could not get rid of given the laws of the day concerning debt. Jefferson also worked to end slavery. Lefties don't want to hear it, but he did. Read the first draft of the Declaration of Independence, the one that got struck down by colonies who didn't want to end slavery, the one he had to compromise on because otherwise there would be no chance at winning freedom from England. He wasn't a perfect man, but the historical weight of the good he did for people living in this great land of every color has lost neither its weight nor its luster in the eyes of the balanced and well-informed beholder. You see, the little thought experiment we just did with Hitler, well, that's a single layer of an analysis, and sometimes that's an easy thing to do. You kill 6 million people in a race-driven Holocaust and millions more in an unnecessary world war over territory. It's not that much of a stretch to write you off. Don't let people put Jefferson in the same category just because they can use the same rubric. It's shallow, folks. It's misguided. And it's ultimately dangerous when we live in a world where truly understanding history is the best means we have of not repeating it and its evils. Now, I hope that the estate who owns Monticello eventually gets around to firing the woke people who work there. And I really hope they do. And I hope they will restore Jefferson's good name there. In the meantime, it's up to me and the friends and neighbors, we have to carry the torch of true history and light up a dark and very, very dumb world.
Amen.
Amen. They're killing our history, Sarah.
Of course they are.
It's bad.
They can't convince everyone to do all of the things they want them to do if they teach real history.
Yeah. And again, it's a useless generation. Everybody's lazy. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to do anything. They don't even want to think because thinking is uncomfortable.
Right.
So let's give ourselves an excuse. Instead of looking back at history and saying, wow, these were great men. What was it Maisie Hirono said about, well, we can't trust the founding fathers because nobody really knows what they were talking about anyway.
No
basically.
One knows what they meant.
I mean, I'm paraphrasing. Can you throw that up there, Chris, if you got it?
Oh, yeah, that's really bad.
And I'm like, you know, she tweets this thing out and put it up there.
Originalism, the justices who take that approach go all the way back to our founding fathers and pretend that they know what our founding fathers meant when they drafted the Constitution. I use the word pretend because who the heck would know what our founding fathers meant? Is there any reference to AR-15 rifles? Oh my
God. How would we know? We pretend to know. Is there any reference? I mean, it's not like they left us some notes. It's not like there were a couple of documents, you know, maybe like
not.
Some Federalist Papers or something like that.
No,
and, I mean,
no,
there was, it's weird.
It was just hieroglyphics on a cave.
You
so
know,
we
and
couldn't
nobody
interpret
really
it.
Knows how to interpret the man throwing a spear at a bear and what that means
right.
in cave drawings
it's
or the confusing. Or the bloody hand on a volleyball.
It's too confusing. There's no nuance.
What the hell is she talking about?
She's
how
so stupid.
Do we continue to give credence to these idiots, these morons, to pretend to know what the founding fathers meant because they didn't reference AR-15s? They would have if they could have. And by the way, folks, I did a little study on this recently and put it on social media when I pointed out that from the time George Washington was born to the time George Washington died, you know what happened to weaponry in their day? It advanced and got better and more efficient. You know why? Because men have always tried to find more effective and efficient ways to kill each other. Because I want to make sure that I kill you before you kill me.
They also were very clear on that whole shall not be infringed. That's pretty all-encompassing.
I mean, shall not. Listen, if a hooker says to Hunter Biden, you shall not put that in my butt. It's very clear.
It's very clear.
And you can usually watch the tape back. Of what she meant.
That is.
Because afterwards, if you go, are you hurt in some way? And she's sitting gingerly on that recliner because her ass is tore up. Then you know what? You violated her shall not. So I pretty much understand no means no. And when the founding fathers said it, I can kind of decipher that shit, Maisie. I don't know what aloha language you learned, but I started out with English, and I have a way of interpreting that besides my lakalakalakam. What is she talking about with this whole thing?
She doesn't know. She's one. Look, the bar is very low because I keep looking at all of these lawmakers on the left, and I'm like, AOC is definitely the dumbest one. And then I hear this, and I'm like,
there was the dude that said Guam might tip over.
Yes.
I don't know.
So
I mean,
stupid.
That's some dumb shit right there.
Oh, my God.
Somebody said to me recently, they said, your show, they're like, you have some inner turmoil. You cuss too much, and you get the things you're saying, it's just a little too crude. If you could see the stuff that gets thrown my way day in and day out for the last 10 years of my life, you know what? I'm done playing nice with this deal. I'm done calling it what it is. I don't want to get along with Maisie Hirono.
Yep.
You know what? She wants me dead.
Yes.
She wants me and my kind dead.
Yes.
All right?
100%.
They want all of us dead. And I don't matter if you're a Democrat or who you voted for or if you're out there defending Hunter Biden and his sexcapades. They want you dead. Bill Gates wants you dead. George Soros wants you dead. All the big government guys, all of them, R's, D's, I's, I don't give a sh. They all want you dead. Yep. So I'm done defending them. And if I say shit every now and then, well, shit. Woo! I'm hanging on by a thread.
Oh, God.
Americans are discovering that if we want to change this nation, we have to change the way the marketplace works. Woke corporations are seeking to divide us. Big banks are freezing the accounts of people who disagree with their political views. And our supply chain is dependent upon countries that actively work against our values. It's time for a change. And that change starts with you and your wallet. That's why I am proud to partner with Public Bank. Square, Public SQ, the largest network of patriotic, freedom-loving businesses and consumers our nation's ever seen. Public SQ, S Square, I just call it Public Square, Public SQ, that's the app, is the first app to connect freedom-loving Americans with their local community and the businesses that share those values. Whether you want to support a restaurant that only buys from local farms, a coffee shop that took a stand against COVID mandates, or a bank that would never cancel you for your political views, Public Square is your guide. There's also interactive, censor-free community groups where you can connect with other local members. And here's the best part. It's absolutely free to join. Just download the Public SQ app from the Apple Store or Google Play, create an account, begin your search. You can also list your business for free so your local community can support you as well. Download the app. It's Public SQ. That's Public SQ. Download it today. We'll be right back. All right, so back in March, I think it was, I predicted that we would be at 10% inflation by the end of the year. Boy, was I wrong. I was really wrong. I didn't know that, as the press secretary and many others have said, this is the strongest economy that we've had in quite a long time here in these good old U.S. of A. Here's the problem. I was wrong because we're going to get there faster than the end of the year.
Great.
Inflation has hit a whopping 9.1%, raising risk of 1% interest rate hike.
I believe it's higher than that.
You know,
I don't. That's not the real number.
Yes. It's higher than that. It is higher than that. Depending on how you do the math, I mean, you know, you can look at some things are as high as 54%, 60%.
I mean, I'm just saying anyone who goes to the grocery store and does their normal grocery shopping and, you know, is doing all of their normal going about their business is seeing that this is way more than 9.1%.
Yeah. So if anybody, you know, down like, say, Montgomery County, Texas, like, you have a nice little place you want to rent me. Because I don't want to buy anything. You just want to rent me with a house or something like that. And I'll take care of it. I think you know I'm pretty good to pay the bills, take care of things. If y'all want to do that, because I don't want to buy anything. And if you're thinking of buying a house right now, hit the damn brakes.
Yeah.
Hit the brakes. But call me. Seriously. I'm ready to vacate. I'm ready to get out. I'll come up here and I'll do the show. I'll do the show. But I'm ready to vacate. I'm ready to go hide. I'm ready to go hide. I'm ready to build that bunker. I'm ready to dig that hole, build that bunker. Look, they're about to drop nukes on New York anyway.
Well, that's New York.
You think they're going to stop there? You live in Dallas, Texas.
That's fair.
You know, in the last Jack Carr book, you know where they hit the bioweapon? They did it in Richardson.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Thanks, Jack Carr.
Oh, no.
Richardson, Texas. A suburb of Dallas. That's where the bioweapon. And you know what the plan was on the part of the federal government in Jack Carr's book?
What?
Which I think that's the In the Blood book. If y'all are watching Terminal List right now on Prime, this is that series, the James Reese series.
So are you about to give them a spoiler?
No.
Okay.
No, you'll know this because one of the plans was the federal government had this little feather in their cap, is they could bomb the shit out of an American city and annihilate the population, because if there was a bioweapon and we were spreading a disease, then the federal government could just bomb it, boom, just incinerate the people there, just level the city, and that would contain it.
Oh.
And let me tell you something. When Jack Carr writes about it, it's built on a lot of truth.
A lot of truth.
Anyway, so here we are. Great. Can we play a TikTok?
We can.
Do it.
See, I'm smart, so, like, this is nothing. When did the Boston Tea Party take place? 75.
Oh. Idiot.
Well, which of these was not one of 13 original colonies?
No.
Okay. Why would I know this? Literally, why would I know this?
Where is Mount Rushmore?
Oh, my God.
She said New Mexico.
What year was the Declaration?
Come on.
This is, like,
you
upsetting.
No.
Uh-huh.
Which president served three consecutive... Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, they just cut her off. It's like you failed.
You're done.
Taking your nurse practicum. You know, when you've passed or failed, the test just cuts off. They were just like, we're done with this. Why even try?
And then, but then she posted it.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing, is that she's not embarrassed enough.
You know why?
To
because
it.
They think being stupid is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. They think being stupid like that is cool.
She knows all her pronouns.
Did you see the video, the street video, where somebody was asking who the president was before Ronald Reagan? And nobody could answer.
No.
And then I think they were asking who was the president before Donald Trump. A lot of them couldn't answer.
No.
And they were like laughing about it. They think it's cool to be that stupid. Because why would you want to know things?
Well, I mean, that's clearly not what they're learning in school. So.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to be useful to the New World Order either, sister. So guess what? You'll be the first one they poison and dump your body in a mass grave, you ignorant. With the recent rulings from the Supreme Court, it's worth mentioning that these wins didn't happen on their own. No, it took the support of companies like Patriot Mobile. I love these guys. They've passionately fought on behalf of the unborn and your constitutional rights. And Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative mobile phone provider. They've been on the front lines fighting for your values for a long time. This is why Patriot Mobile is different from every other provider out there. Inflation's made it really hard on a lot of Americans in every way. Thankfully, Patriot Mobile has plans for almost any budget, and they offer the same nationwide coverage as all the major carriers. So get the same great service, plus the knowledge that your money's going to a company fighting for the sanctity of life, religious freedom, and the Second Amendment. Go to patriotmobile.com/Chad or call them 972-PATRIOT. Use offer code CHAD. You know how I spell it? I spell it Chad. And they will get you free activation on your new service. If you're a veteran or first responder, tell them. They'll give you even more discounts. Come join our movement. Make the switch today. PatriotMobile.com/Chad. The promo code is Chad. Or call them up at 972. Patriot, don't move. We're not done. All right, watchchad.com. Listen, tomorrow night, come to Goliad, Texas, if you're in that area, somewhere in that 50-mile radius. Come to Schrader Hall. We're going to have a good time there. The Ragamuffins will be with me. And we're going to have some good times. We're going to have a fun Texas night. Sarah Gonzalez Unfiltered. Go search Sarah Gonzalez TX on subscribe to her new YouTube. Tell your friends to subscribe to my YouTube as well, Chad Prather, where they can get the show. And, of course, go to blazetv.com/Chad. And sign up, use promo code Chad for an annual subscription. Go to chadonblaze.com, get your t-shirt, get your socks, get your taco shirt, all that good stuff. Use code Chad10 anywhere and save. What do we got? Oh, overtime. You don't want to miss it, folks. We're going to break down this Uvalde report here. And don't miss it. Subscribe and watch. We love you. Sarah, thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you. Talk to you next time. Bye. Hey guys, it's Chad. I want to remind you to watch every minute of Blaze TV on its brand new home, Channel 465 on Pluto TV. Don't miss it. Get Pluto TV and tune in to Blaze on 465.